You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
You're listening to the Collective Brain.
Hi, this is a dumb segment for the show. 19th or 20th episode, whoever, who gives a shit?
Yeah, beep. Okay, and we have Harry.
Hello!
Nikki.
Hi.
Jimmy. Jason.
Say hi yourself.
And hello. And Michael.
Hi.
I mean, the show so far I thought was fantastic, except Jim. Why the heck won't he wake up at the beginning of this dumb thing? Wake up, you dope. Anyway, I'm talking to you tomorrow, not you now. Wait, I'm not supposed to say that on there. Anyway,
we won't hear till Wednesday, but
TV
I'll have it done
shows.
Tuesday. Okay.
What
was my favorite TV show?
This is a TV show episode
like retro,
of their the Collective Brain podcast.
Retro.
So, what kind of shows did you guys like to watch when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. We'll start with that.
You go.
Ooh, Snorks.
Snorks?
Yeah, it was these little underwater guys similar to Smurfs, but they had little antenna things that they breathed out of.
Did they have like big round noses? Was it like roundish animation? Was it animation?
Maybe.
It was animated.
They were
familiar?
Not like
did you ever watch
Snorks?
Okay.
Smurfs?
Snorks.
Snorks.
Yeah,
Snorks. The Snorks.
That's
the ones that were underwater.
Underwater Smurfs.
Underwater.
I don't remember that.
They were different colors.
What color
and
does
stuff,
a Smurf?
Like green and pink.
What
and
color
stuff?
Does a Smurf?
Smurfs
do
are blue.
Hold its breath or it's underwater.
Yeah, Smurfs are blue.
That's a good question.
And they're making a movie about that, but this is about TV shows.
Yeah, which I mentioned.
What was the other one?
Last episode in our 2011 movie
Voltron.
Review.
Voltron was awesome.
You watched Voltron.
Okay.
Or you had Voltron.
Both.
You should remember Voltron.
And Voltron, you
the
were
lions.
He-Man. I remember He-Man.
Oh, He-Man.
Me, I'm more like the Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
Mom made me watch
yeah.
Dallas.
Oh,
and
my
Dynasty.
Mom made me watch
Dallas. I still have
son,
that.
You're going to like this so much.
I can still sing the Dynasty theme.
Falcon Crest.
Didn't do Falcon Crest.
There was one that Mom watched.
What was the Western
Falcon,
type?
Oh, maybe it was Falcon's Crest.
It wasn't Dynasty?
It was Falcon. It couldn't have been Dynasty.
Jake had always edited himself on that one. So you said Falcon really fast.
what like, was the Western one that had the guy from the Little House on the Prairie?
That was
Bonanza. That was
Bonanza.
Way back.
Bonanza. My mom watched
yeah,
that.
Okay.
That went into syndication, so that was all. That was the other thing too. When you find out, because I thought all these shows were like when you watched on Channel 11, growing up, you think that these shows were like live that you're watching. You know, they make them.
Right. Yeah.
They were. Boy, they make them every day. And so syndication was the key, man. Oh.
Syndication.
That's whenever they would make like WKRP. I got into WKRP in Cincinnati in the late 80s,
show.
But it was filmed in 78, 79, 80, 81. Anyway. But I would watch it every day on Channel 11 because they would pay for the rights to do that. And when they did that, that was called syndication. And it made a lot of people a lot of money when they would go syndicated. It still does.
That's
if you
like,
make enough episodes to make syndication,
so I made my
you're making
million,
money.
Like WGN and those.
Yep.
Like, they show a lot of syndication.
Yep.
Or they used to.
TV
I don't know about
shows.
Now.
Oh, like Full House and stuff? Would be
that's
like
all. Yep.
Yeah.
Full House.
Reruns.
Yeah.
Reruns. Yeah.
With toys? Kind of.
No.
Oh, I thought you were picking up toys out.
Hello.
Okay.
So, did you watch any live action TV? You mentioned a lot of cartoons.
Full House.
That's Full House.
She was kind of a different. They were a different generation,
guys.
You know.
Yeah, 8 years later. It's almost a decade.
Did you watch 18?
Full House?
No, I never did watch
Family
18.
Family Matters with Steve Urkel? Did
oh,
I do that?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Whatsoever.
Yeah,
let me see if I can think of an old show.
Of course,
$6 Million Man.
Nope.
Yeah, see, I didn't
that
watch
was
that.
One. Bionic Woman,
watch
that one.
Wonder Woman.
I used
watch
to
that.
Watch Mr. Belvedere when I was young.
That was hilarious.
Three's Company.
Three's
Company.
Love that.
What else was
Three's
that?
Three's Company?
Charles in Charge?
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
watch that. I knew that one.
Yeah,
oh,
watch
man,
that.
Joni Loves Chachi? Oh, wait. well, there's one. Happy Days.
Silver Spoons? Happy Days?
No, well, here's a question about that one. Did I watch Happy Days repeats? Or I think I watched it weekly.
I think we saw those live, yeah.
Yeah, weekly. Like, the Fonz jumping the shark.
Yeah, we saw that live.
I mean, as 80s, they're like Punky Brewster, but I didn't care about that.
Oh, I liked Punky Brewster. She had those little pigtails, and her clothes didn't match.
That wasn't
I like her now.
Who's the boss?
You should see what she looks like now.
Beep.
Who's the boss?
I wasn't a who's the boss guy. Jefferson's. Absolutely Jefferson's.
Two sons. You ever hear that?
I can't stand the Jeffersons because my husband has this terrible tendency to try to walk.
Yeah!
Like
who doesn't?
He pulls those shoulders back and he looks so goofy.
There's two of them I can remember. 227 with Florence. She played.
Yeah, she moved
227.
On. Was she actually Florence in that movie? Or in that show?
No.
No, she was a different character. Same thing. I didn't know if it was like a spinoff or not.
Mary.
Well, they had two of the characters.
What's Mary?
The characters from Jeffersons on there.
Mary.
Who was the other?
From the Jeffersons,
George.
And then Amen was George.
Oh. God. George wasn't on 227?
No, he was on Amen.
Oh, do you remember 90210?
I told you.
And that wasn't George Jefferson, right?
I remember.
That was a different character. It was a different character.
He was Deacon something.
Right.
Okay.
Like Deacon George or something like that, right?
But he didn't quit the dry cleaning and become a minister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, did you know he sang background vocals on the Jefferson song, Sherman Hemsley?
I think I could see him, or I could hear him.
Ernest Fry.
Whoa! Deacon Fry.
Deacon Fry.
He's like Rain Man on TV shows.
I told you.
And he had a daughter named, what's her
name? Come on.
Pull it out, man.
I know, I think.
He's got it.
Dolores?
No.
He is silly.
Thelma. She wanted to go out with the
That's
preacher.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. I'll tell you one that came around that I tried to like and didn't was Facts of Life.
Natalie Tully.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a bit of that.
That's a show that changed. You know, it was different.
Yeah, when
the
they got older, it got sucky.
And Garrett bought that little Tinkertown store.
Little Arnold. What you talking about, Wilson?
Yes,
but that's where she came from, right?
Yeah.
That's where she started off.
Yeah.
She started off with Different Strokes.
That's
she
right.
She moved along to Facts of Life because I remember talking about it from the beginning.
And Mr. Carlson. Tried to play footsie with Arnold, I think. Remember that?
Yeah. He was the molester. That's right. Yay, Mr. Carlson.
Here's one that I just got. That little boy that got adopted named Webster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I never watched that show.
That was one of those shows that he was cute, he was little, and he was talented, and people touted it, and so Mom, I don't know if she made me watch it, but I guess we did, but we would watch it, and it was like, it was one of those, it was had funny parts, but then they tried to be serious. And I hate when like a sitcom goes serious, does serious stuff, and it's like, well, you're not gonna really be able to see your mommy anymore. I don't wanna watch, I wanna laugh. I mean, even at like 8 years old, you're like, this sucks.
Alice. Anyone watch Alice?
Alice.
I bought it all on DVD.
For real?
Will Sharples, yes.
You wasted our money on that.
Beep. Yeah, you remember that?
I probably haven't seen an episode of Alice.
Alf? Gordon Shumway?
Yeah, that's right. Alf.
Was that his name? Gordon Shumway?
Yep, Gordon
Shumway. Later on known as Sting. Oh, wait, that's Gordon Sumner.
That's
funny.
I like Carol Burnett's show.
That was before us. That was 60s, man, so you saw that. Was that a rerun show, or was that a weekly?
Hee-haw. And then when I was a kid, it was
Saved by the Bell.
We were at the tail end of it.
Zach
I think
was
some
so
of it was.
Cute.
Everybody thinks so. I always liked Kelly.
Did you ever watch Mama's Family?
No.
That confused me because it's like.
He's a Mama's Family guy.
It must have been in reruns forever because that was almost a show that. I don't remember it ever being. New. You know, it seemed like it was always in reruns. It's like, when did it come out?
Like, basically. What was it, like, weekly on NBC or something?
I don't remember that. I never remember seeing that.
And that's actually a character from Carol Burnett, right?
Yep.
Oh,
you should know
this is the point where you go, uh-huh.
And it was All in the Family with Archie Bunker?
Geez, definitely.
Oh, I love that show. Until his daughter got... You know, like older and married and pregnant and stuff, because then it was like, I don't know.
That was a show that kind of had some serious stuff too, every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edith running through getting raped or whatever. You're like, what is going on here? I'm six. You know, whatever. You know, I'm nine.
Mommy, what is
Why are you running from this guy?
Mommy, another one.
He should be kissing on her. What word did you do?
Remember Family Ties with Michael J. Fox?
That's yes. one. That was every week. ABC show.
I watched that.
That was a week show.
With Cheers.
That
wasn't
run,
it? Kind of.
Cheers? No.
Or was that later?
I think Cheers was later.
What was with Cheers? Where's Night Court? That was in there somewhere, wasn't it?
Oh,
that's
Harry
Cheers.
Court,
he's a Night Court guy.
Harry all though.
That's a show I haven't seen
Dan
forever.
Dan Fillion always went after the cute girls.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Sullivan, there was Bull. Billy, there was another.
Alf. No, I was answering his question. Alf was somewhere around Family Ties. Like, in that whole, like, you know, the two-hour segment, the hot TV Thursday night or whatever. I think Alf was mixed in with Family Ties.
And
Punky Brewster, maybe.
Who's the Boss was awesome. I loved that show.
Tony Danza got on my nerves.
He was
That's the only reason why.
I liked
Have you watched
Tony
that
Danza.
Show? Like, it's almost like a Golden Girls vibe. It's like...
That show?
Who's the Boss.
Really?
Yeah, it's like...
Wow. No way.
What's this?
Those old ladies. Those old ladies were hot. I used to watch Golden Girls.
Not as in
what?
Like the feel, like
I
my audience.
I was a Golden Girls fan. Oh, how about Empty Nest with Harry? He was a doctor.
Yes, I remember that.
I never watched
that.
Yeah, I remember.
I've never watched that one.
Did he have a daughter?
I completely forgot about that show.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
I forgot what that nurse's name was.
Doogie Howser was on around that time.
I didn't watch that either.
Doogie Howser. Doogie
Howser. I never watched
Doogie Howser. And what was the name of that one?
Oh, he was like
a
teenager and he was a doctor. He was cute too.
That nurse always got to
watch that.
Nash is terrible.
What did you do? Play with Hot Wheels, build Legos.
Yeah.
Play Star Wars.
Imagination.
Maybe that's why he doesn't like the kids watching TV.
Yeah.
Because he didn't.
I was deprived.
It was good for me.
Speed Racer. Remember
Speed
that?
Racer.
For that show.
That whole stuff is all the syndication
stuff.
Yeah. Like reruns. But man, yeah, that one. Because I think that's 60s, isn't it? And like Phoenix Force? No.
G-Force,
which is
Phoenix.
Phoenix Force.
Phoenix Force is the
terrorist team.
G-Force
today's movie.
I never saw Speed Racer.
Phoenix, Fiery Phoenix.
What's that called?
Battle of the Planets.
Force back. Boom. We kind of had that discussion, didn't we? Where that's the same.
It's the same one. Yeah. Just like one was American, or you know, some changed somehow.
And of course, the ever-present Three Stooges, Saturday nights. KPLR TV.
Nice.
Cosby Show.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Did you watch Cosby Show?
It was a pretty regular watch. And that was when we were in high school, I know. Because I remember being in Fred's room one time.
I didn't care for it, but when it got older, maybe once in a
You remember being in Fred's room.
Do you have Nickelodeon?
Huh?
Do you have Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's where mom. Other than Saturday, like Saturdays, it was usually Nickelodeon for me.
Yeah, there were a lot of shows that you've mentioned.
But it wasn't
that
like,
I didn't know
like SpongeBob's and
no,
things like that.
No, it was like Gumby and Maya the Bee and
Maya the Bee
and Pinwheel and
Pinwheel.
So it was 30-minute shows.
Yeah,
but see, like you can't do that on television. Was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
Remember
that one?
Hey dude,
that's where he got slimed. And
hey
stuff.
Dude, is
that? Oh yeah.
Yeah. That what was the word?
That was the word.
Game shows.
Slime. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You still recording?
Yeah.
You sure you're recording?
The battery's almost gone, but...
We'll go till you're dead! Yeah, Nickelodeon, man. I'm trying to think what else there was when... He started hitting, like, with the Family Ties and
David,
like, NBC
David,
and stuff.
David
that,
the Gnome.
What else was with Family Ties? That seemed like a block. You know,
Was it called X? No, it
was like
X.
The good
V
Nickelodean before it went crap.
V? I never watched
V was
that.
An alien
Did you watch
show.
The new V?
I remember V. I remember the old V.
The old V was... Creepy. Scared the crap out of me.
Tales from the Dark Side.
I was just gonna say Saturday Night's Tales from the Dark Side.
That intro scared the shit out of me.
I never watched
it. Just the intro. All those trees. I used to go hunting all the time with Bill.
Oh yeah,
Sanford. Yeah, but then they did. All they did was like the negative.
Yeah, well, I was a kid. It didn't freak me out.
What did they do?
On the like Good Times. What's happening?
What's happening?
Do you remember Werewolf?
Was that live?
Was
that a weekly? Was What's Happening weekly, or did we watch it reruns?
Reruns.
I think it was. get it.
Boy, it seems like it would be reruns.
I don't remember. Like,
but
Three's Company, I remember catching weekly. I remember that was one. Somewhere around there. That's I think an ABC show, wasn't it?
Boy,
I think Three's Company was ABC.
Yeah.
I
don't remember.
Remember Werewolf?
I'm thinking so.
Werewolf? It was maybe one or two seasons. The guy would start bleeding from his palm.
Was it a pentagram?
Yeah, pentagram on his palm.
I missed that one.
Scorsese was the bad guy's name.
For real? I remember that they had a whole segment of a guy changing into a werewolf.
Wow. It was really good.
But then it was like, it did effects and it kind of did weird. It turned into a music video for that song from Mike and the Mechanics. Not the golden years. The living years.
In the werewolf years.
Running, scared, running. There was a song that they did, and it like turned into a music video. And in my mind, watching Werewolf, I was like, wow, this is getting really lame.
It's not that good.
Growing Pains with Mikey.
See, I was not a camera. Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, I watched that. Then that's incredible.
Yes.
Oh, never saw that.
Channel 9 stuff.
That's the show that would
Mr. Wizard
scare the
Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
No, that's incredible. It's the one that gave you nightmares because of the ghost
letter people.
The Toy Story.
The letter people.
See, I used to think that I would see that in my window. That guy standing there and like freak me out.
I remember all that
blast from the past episode.
Hey Will, what's your favorite TV show?
What do you like to watch on TV?
Right now, what's your favorite?
Which most absolutely favorite cartoon or TV
cool
show?
Cool TV show ever.
What would you want to watch right now if it was on TV?
Nah.
Dragon Tales.
Can you sing the song for Harry? Dragon Tales?
Can you sing Dragon Tales?
I'll sing it with you.
Dragon Tales.
Yes.
Sing Dragon Tales.
Dad,
come
on. Come on, cupcake.
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
I told you.
I can mention a bunch of cartoons.
Holy cow.
80s cartoons for me.
Oh gosh.
There was Mask, Garfield,
G.I. Joe, Transformers, The Order, Thundercats.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh yeah.
I grew up on Bugs Bunny. Tom and Jerry, I guess, too.
DuckTales. That was getting met late lately.
Darkwing Duck.
Whoa.
Oh, I remember Darkwing Duck.
Sorry. Tailspin.
Oh, and Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Channel 4 on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings, yep.
Yes.
TMNT was pretty big for me.
Max was on a dragon's tail. That's what started Dragon Tails.
That you can make.
Juice
out.
Twins.
Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, I'm just
thinking
the brain. Hey, Will.
Man, I don't like them.
Have you heard Flintstones are coming back to TV?
No.
What?
Two?
Seth MacFarlane is making it.
No way.
It, which you like. Flintstones come back to TV.
Don't actually do it hard.
Seth MacFarlane, the guy who does Family Guy. He's gonna do it.
Oh no!
Which, yeah, that was my first thought. But one of Seth's first jobs was working at Hanna-Barbera.
Really?
So yeah, I guess he might.
Hopefully,
he'll stick to that.
This was an awesome segment, maybe the best ever.
I may not fall asleep as fast.
The TV show. Ow! Ow! That was.
Hi, Jimmy. Wake up.
That's not a good example for young children. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the TV show Random Thought Theater. Tune in next week when we discuss Leaves and Moon Rocks.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All right, this is where we each read an email that we got in the past week. What about you guys? Did you get any emails this week?
I did get an email this week.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and start us off, Harry?
Okay. Let me pull it up here. Sorry. This one's from Cliven Bundy, and he's from, it just says, the desert in Nevada. He says, hey, guys, just love your show, and I was wondering if you could help me with something. I'm in the middle of a battle with 200 armed federal agents and snipers. They're trying to confiscate my cattle from my ancestral land. And I know it's a constitutional dispute that I'm having with them, and it's over a rare tortoise. So I'm wondering, should I give myself up or fight for the turtle? What do you think?
I like turtles.
That's yeah, a I like turtles too. I say fight those bastards. Turtles rock, unless they got heads on them.
I say keep slinging lead till you run out.
Sling that shit, boy.
Yeah, man. You know, they don't call them doomsday preppers for nothing, you know.
Right, exactly. What you said.
Right. What did I say?
I've got one here.
Yeah.
This is from Travelocity. It says, we found great flight deals for you, and it goes on to say, today's best flight deals for you, and then, like, find your flight, plus save an extra $75 off when you book your flight and hotel and use the promo code 75 today.
Whoa.
And they talk about, like, subscription information, and you're receiving this email because you're a Travelocity customer, or you signed up, and blah, 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 but... Then they give you terms and conditions and privacy policy if you want to view that. But all in all, I'm not too happy with it.
That was nice.
That's good. You had me at 75%.
I had one from Ervil Snodgins from Wancaster, Berkshire, England.
Wait a second. Hold on, Ervil. I'm laughing at your name. Okay, go ahead.
He says, I love your references to British television. Do each of you have any special plans for Easter? It's coming up soon. Keep up the good work, governors.
Illinois, governor, get in here.
Governor.
I will be doing the traditional Easter egg hunt with the kids.
Easter egg hunt? What? Say it again. Okay. Say it again.
You know, that's what I call my wife on Easter.
What about you, Brad?
I'm going to be hanging out with my friend Mike Hunt.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to...
Awesome.
We're each going to try and eat 2 Cadbury cream eggs. That's the goal this year.
Ooh. And then a bottle of Sprite.
Of course.
I don't know.
Harry, do you have any special plans?
Is this the one where we set up an Easter basket and we yell our grievances at the basket? Or am I confusing that for a different holiday? I think that's what we'll do. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And then we'll show our feats of strength.
Well, Ken? For anybody that doesn't have plans for Easter, here's something you can try. You get 2 or 3 of the Peeps. You know, I'm talking about the marshmallow Peeps.
Right.
Okay. And then you put, like, stick toothpicks in them. Like sticking out the front, and you put all of them in the microwave at the same time, pointing at one another, and then if you haven't never done that, they get really huge, and then whoever pops the first wins.
Ooh.
Sounds like every Saturday for me.
Yeah, so give it a try.
All right.
Ken, sorry.
Did you get an email this week?
I didn't. I was out of town. And
oh, that's right. Yeah. Didn't
find that on my PC. I got very limited coverage out there in the middle of nowhere. So,
all right, we'll move on to this then.
All right, welcome to this week's Rapid Fire J Trivia Surefire Pick What Majiggy Thingies.
You said this was going to be fast.
Sorry. Let's see. Last week... I got 10 correct, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrong. So it's 10 and 5 last week.
This is fascinating. Every time Ken says a football team, I'm going to drink. Go.
All right. So we're going to check and see how Jay's picks turned out and see if he beats me once more. All right. Are you ready, Jay?
I am ready.
Picks. All right. There was Denver and San Diego.
San Diego.
Okay. That's wrong. Denver won.
Oh, shit, dude. Broncos. Whoop it.
Detroit and Atlanta.
Detroit.
Detroit is correct. 22-21. Baltimore at Cincinnati.
Baltimore.
Ooh, me too. But we both lost. Cincinnati won 27-24.
I told you. WKRP always wins.
Yep. You're right. Jimmy would have got that one. Houston at Tennessee.
Houston.
Houston's correct. 30-16, they won. Kansas City at St. Louis.
KC.
KC won. Whooped them. 34.
Oh, did they? Oh, my God.
34-7. Beat the Rams. New England and Chicago.
Oh.
I said New England.
New England's correct. They trounced them. 51-23. New York and Buffalo, the Jets.
New York.
Mwah. Buffalo wins 43-23. That's incorrect. Tampa Bay and Minnesota.
Tampa Bay.
Me too. We lost that one. Minnesota wins 19-13. That was an upset.
Rough week for me here.
Yeah. Seattle at Carolina.
Seattle.
Seattle wins 13-19. What a boring game. Miami and Jacksonville.
Miami.
Miami wins 27-13 over Jacksonville. Arizona and Philadelphia.
Arizona.
Arizona wins 24-20. Close game. Cleveland and Oakland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland wins 23-13. And now for the upsets that killed me this week. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh.
I said Pittsburgh.
You did. You got that one. 51-34. That was an upset, though.
In his Bumblebee costume. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Big Ben finally decides to... Never mind. Okay.
Whoa! Nice.
Nice. New Orleans at Green Bay.
I'm sorry. Well, I went with Green Bay.
Yeah, me too. We lost, though, 44-23. Okay. And the game of the week, Monday night, Dallas at Washington.
Dallas.
And we lost that. I had Dallas, too. Washington wins 20-17. All three of those last three games were upsets.
Okay, so I ended up with 9-6. You beat me, Ken. Man, how did that happen? How did you beat me?
I don't know.
Have we finally turned this into a game after?
And it was only by one point. It's only by one point. How bad is that? All right, here we go. Rapid fire picks. Are you ready, Jay?
I am ready.
And go. New Orleans and Carolina.
New Orleans.
Cincinnati at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Oh, God.
The Bay at Cleveland.
Green Bay.
Tampa Bay at Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to have to go with... Can I change that answer?
Is somebody relocated?
I'll go with Tampa Bay.
All right. Arizona at Dallas. Don't forget, Romo's out.
I'll go with Arizona.
That means...
Yeah, smart move.
Romo. I don't even know what team he plays on.
Me neither.
Homoville.
The Jets at Kansas City.
I'm going to say I was thinking New York.
All right.
Oh, feeling it.
Nice. Could be a good upset. San Diego at Miami.
Miami.
I knew he'd go for it.
Mia. Okay.
Washington at Minnesota.
Washington at Minnesota. Washington.
Philadelphia at Houston.
I'm going to go Houston.
St. Louis at San Francisco.
Oh, shit. San Francisco.
One in Rome.
Denver at New England.
Okay, Denver at New England.
Correct.
Oh, shit. That's the game of the week right there.
I'm going to say Denver.
Good one. That's going to be a good one.
That's a lot of it.
Oakland at Seattle.
Is that where Fonzie comes out and goes, hey? Okay. I'll have to go with the Oakland.
Stop stealing my jokes.
Oakland.
The next one?
Wait. Oakland!
This is brought to you by Club Fitness.
That was worth the wait.
Sorry. Okay, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Baltimore.
What? And Monday night game of the week. The New York Giants at Indianapolis. Sorry, they're at New York.
Wow. I'm going to say Indianapolis.
More like the who cares game of the week.
There you go. Okay, for the tiebreaker, just in case, who scores the most points this week?
Well, that's not many. Are the teams being eliminated or something?
Why is that?
Because there's only... How many rings is that? 13 games? There's usually 15.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we've also got some Thursday nights coming up, too, so they might shorten the week or something.
Monday night football!
I just trust Ken on this one.
That darn Yahoo. Okay. Let's see.
I have one on my screen here, so.
Okay.
Actually, there's bye weeks in there, so there's probably some teams off this week.
Okay, wow. Most points, I'm going to say Denver.
That's good. And the fewest?
Have to be. It can't be one I picked. I'll say, Seattle.
All right, so here's a joke for you. What do you call cheese that's not yours?
Nacho cheese.
He got it. Holy shit. Lord. How'd you know
just
that?
Took three beers.
You're a psychic.
I'm a cheap date too, baby.
That was pretty good there.
Thanks.
Okay, here we go.
There.
Thanks for listening. Come back soon for another episode of TCB Variety Show.
This has been a Metal XOR production.